Let's take a moment and pray together, shall we? Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and we ask that you would indeed be present here with us, that you would speak to us through your word, reveal yourself to us through the power of your Spirit, that you would give us ears to hear, hearts to receive, and minds to understand the great and wonderful promises that you have made to us in your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'd like you to finish this sentence for me. Elvis has left the building. Have you? Some of you have heard that before. Some of you may have not. That's okay. It's kind of become a sort of cultural icon, if you will, of the 20th century. Elvis Presley, of course, finishing a performance, and the audience didn't want to go, and we're told Elvis has left the building. In other words, go home, please. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, I'm not going to speak today about the king. I'm going to talk to you about another king. The reason I'm talking about Elvis leaving the building is because today is the last Sunday of Easter, also known as Ascension Sunday, because this past Thursday, on June 2nd, we celebrated Ascension Day, which is the day where we mark and remember that Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. And I believe that the Ascension is an incredibly significant moment in the life of Christ, in the life of our faith and our church. And I want to say a little bit about that this morning, because on the one hand, we have to be able to wrap our minds around the fact that Jesus has, in effect, left the building. Right? But on the other hand, how is it that he is still here with us today? There we go. So let me say a little bit first about Jesus leaving the building. Where is Jesus right now? As we speak here on Sunday morning, June 5th, Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father. And I know that because he ascended into heaven. And as we say week after week in the Creed, we say that we believe that Jesus Christ has ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And from there, I kind of fall back into the old language, from thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, right? So when Jesus comes back, where's he coming from? Not the Poconos. He's coming from the right hand of his heavenly Father. So where is he right now? He is in heaven at the right hand of his heavenly Father. In other words, what we're given in our New Testament passage this morning from the book of Acts chapter 1 is an account of Jesus, who not only died on the cross for our sins in bodily form, who not only was resurrected and raised again on the third day in bodily form, not as a spirit who then sort of flittered off the planet, but as a real person, flesh and blood, perfected flesh and blood, and then, a short time later, left the earth, ascended up. Now, he didn't go into orbit. That's the other thing. If he left bodily, well, where did he go? And I've heard some theologians and ministers say, well, if he ascended bodily, he must have gone into orbit, and so he's up there with Telecom 5 somewhere. I don't think that's the case. Remember, Jesus, after the resurrection, could pass through walls. He just appeared to his disciples, and they all kind of freaked out, and surely the resurrected Christ can leave the earth and move in and out of heaven as he wishes, right? I mean, it's his kingdom. So what does all this mean, then? Jesus has left the building, or to put it more accurate, has left the earth, right? And I think that that is significant for a couple of reasons. First, because I believe that each of us, at some point, actually probably at many points in life, have gone through a day, a week, a month, a decade, where it feels like Jesus is gone. Remember, the disciples were there looking up into heaven like, huh, didn't see that one coming. And the angels show up and say, don't just stare at the sky. I mean, he's coming back. But wait and remain in Jerusalem. And so the departure of Jesus is very significant for us personally, because we always go through moments and times and seasons where it feels like he really has gone. Secondly, Jesus left so that the next phase, if you will, in God's salvation plan would come into effect. And what is that phase? It's so that the Holy Spirit would come. Remember last week when Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he said, I will not abandon you. I will not leave you as orphans. He says, no, I've got to go, and where I'm going, you can't follow. And in my Father's house, there are many rooms, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. But don't worry. I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going away, but I'm not leaving you. And he says, I will ask the Father, and he will send to you the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Advocate, the one who will walk beside you. And so it's very fitting that next week, next Sunday, is the day of Pentecost, which is when we mark and remember and celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. But before we get there, we have to understand that something had to happen before the Holy Spirit came, and that was that Jesus had to leave. But now Jesus also promised that where two or three are gathered together, he will be in the midst of them. He says, to those who believe in me, he says, I will come into them and abide with them, and my Father as well. So how is it that Jesus, who is in heaven, can say, I am in your midst, I am among you, and through faith I dwell within you? How does that work? And the answer is, through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, who has been sent into the world so that we might know that Jesus really is from the Father, and that he really is going to come back someday. And that it's the Holy Spirit who has never left. Even though it feels like Jesus has gone in those seasons of life, the Holy Spirit has never left. Jesus is here through his own Spirit, speaking to you, comforting you, strengthening you. And as we move through the season of Pentecost over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be spending some time teaching and preaching about who is the Holy Spirit. What does he do? What is he like? So that we might better understand what it is that God is doing in us and among us and through us and around us in the power of the Spirit. So, we have faced the fact that Jesus has left the building, but we also have the promise that he really has never left us at all. Amen.